Even in the blank darkness of trance, you can still feel the hand that touches your body, and a voice which vibrates with the rubber that has become and has always been your skin. Welcome back. You might be wondering why you're back here. Need to check the progress of you merging with those new energies, and help with integration. You feel yourself laying on something soft yet supportive. In a moment, I'll slowly turn up the lights, so just relax. You start to see your surroundings. At first, just dark shapes and contours, but then the flesh of wonderful, supple rubber becomes a little more welcoming to outside stimulation and sights. You're lying there supported. The voice chimes in. See, that wasn't so bad. And your eyes find the scientist. But there's a striking difference. Instead of a familiar lab coat and jeans, she's wearing a full latex outfit. Dissimilar from yours, in that it stops at her neck, leaving her face exposed. And it is difficult to tell if it covers her hands, because she's wearing clean white gloves on top of it. Also latex, but different. You feel a flash of need, ache, arousal, parts of your brain that have been entrained to respond that way, and also parts of you connected to that dark ball of energy residing in you, chiming its siren song into your senses. You don't have to be embarrassed, the scientist imparts. This is part of the checkup we need to do, and I see that the energies of the dark succubus have started to merge. This is good. They'll be much more reactive throughout. You see her making some notes on a clipboard. She moves over to you. Her rubber-clad hand takes yours, and nothing but pleasure and relaxation flows in. She releases. Good. The light succubus has also merged more completely. She makes additional notes on her clipboard. Then she looks up from it, and directly at you. Into your eyes. But you're still taking in her entire appearance. You seem to have no control over the sudden arousal that her attention creates in your groin. She smiles. You're adapting very well to your partners, but we had some issues with other recipients, and that's why it's important for you to come here, and for us to check your connection with the interlinked succubus. That threefold connection between the parts of your mind we've externalized and articulated for you. So, this'll help you exercise, strengthen, and develop those energetic little connections with your interlocked succubi. And, as I ask you to imagine specific scenarios, I'll be able to watch your responses. Follow my voice as I build some sandcastles in your brain for a bit. Don't worry, at the end everything will be wiped clean, pristine, and integrated. But for now, let me in. And her eyes lock with yours. Slowly, things seem to fade. The coating on your eyes returns, a dark isolation from the world around you that is nonetheless peaceful and comforting. You are aware of the core of your being radiating energy and warmth backward and forward, from what has come before, and toward your anticipation of future, and the pleasure that will inevitably come with these exercises, because pleasure and satisfaction are inevitably helpful to the things that are assisting you here, the mental presence, the connected desire. Follow, listen, relax. It is difficult by this point to tell the difference between her spinning the tail into your mind and your own thoughts, but the more that line blurs, the more you understand what she was talking about, that notion of integration. And even if most of the thoughts, most of the words, are hers, in this place of trust and comfort and assistance, it's easy to accept them into your being. All the motivation you need is the knowledge that this will ultimately help you, assist you to flow ever more deeply down. Now, that coating you're wearing protects you, keeps your energy in, helps focus and amplify what these entrained, connected psychic partners are doing. There's a part of your mind devoted to supporting you, buoying you up, and we have developed and empowered it with the implantation of your assistive agency. Accordingly, that part of you is empowered by a nice rubber coating on your form. It matters not what the origin is, but its mere presence will enhance the ability of the light part of your mind to support and help you. More than that, the tightness on your body gives form and function. It is the boundary of your inner world, a tight, wonderful rubber coating. The clothing on your body keeps away negative thoughts by reminding you of the positive, the reinforcement of everything we do here. Your mind merges and gradually binds together the desire on the one hand and the pleasure on the other, until all that's left is your mind following well-entrained and defined parameters. The edge of your inner world is that rubber coating, and when energy tries to escape, when you would become fatigued or put upon by the weariness of a long day, instead, some of that energy is trapped by the rubber you're wearing, bounced back into you, collected and fed into that triad of thought and energy, of pleasure and arousal and self. So inevitably, by wearing a rubber coating, you recapture more energy than you would otherwise. Let me give an example. Let us test it. Envision a situation where other people, thoughts, words, the situation you're in, the stresses of an ordinary world, render you uncomfortable. Negative energy emanating from other aspects of your life and immersing you, attempting to dampen the good vibe you have going with your symbiotic partners, with your rubber-encased life. Feel that uneasiness that is inherent to such a situation. It is all right to feel it here, for this purpose of illustration. Good. Now, feel those energies inside of you expanding, purple moving over you, to the very boundaries of your rubber-clad flesh, or the rubber that is your flesh. The latex coating, a perfect conductor, amplifier, for them. The concept of being bound in rubber and latex resonating so strongly with your inner companions, being a symbol and assistance to them all at once. In your mind, that shield surrounding you, enclosing your body, establishing protection, reminding you, sending every good and positive thought in your head to buoy you up and remind you that the foibles of others, the mistakes of your life, the stresses of interacting with a complex world, and all of the little things that would eat away at your energy, at your ability to stick to your tasks, tackle the world, and make the best of it for your advantage and that of your symbiotic joining. Well, all those things can be kept out by the supply of balancing, supportive energy flowing into you. From this thing we have attached, empowered, a succubus companion, all that is light in you. Not simply the positive aspects, but also the things that make your burden lighter, that allow you to luxuriate, soak in the sun, be pleased and content in the now, in the future you can foresee, in the pleasure flowing through you. Now, still picturing that barrier between the world and you, that boundary between the light incarnation in your head and the need you have to face the world, to make your mark on it and do so without being rendered more negative. without being deprived of the full allotment of energy that you start each day with, allowing there to be fewer drains and leeches on your time, by making it easier for you to shrug off irrelevant, bothersome, or uneasy thoughts. Because ordinarily, when we tackle such thoughts, we must do it alone. But you have that assistive voice, that reminder of tight rubber forming the boundary of your world, within which is all that matters, and outside of which are only irrelevant things from which you are armored. Envision the situation before, but carry that barrier with you. So rather than confront the negative thoughts, the hassles of the weary world, you instead feel how you are shielded from them, held aloof, your mind saying, yes, these things are happening, but I am being assisted to move beyond them. You feel peaceful and relaxed, because it is always unproductive to allow yourself to fall into random action, uneasiness, or discomfort, instead of into proaction, desire and knowledge, supported and buoyed up by the mutual presence inside of you, by the recirculating thoughts, the way that you have learned to think your way out of those otherwise bothersome, intrusive thoughts, which can never intrude beyond your comforting, supportive rubber coating. You'll always wear it because it is your shield and salve against the weary complexities of an outer world. Those new energies supporting you, and every time you exercise them, or even come for a checkup like this, the connection and support provided by that symbiotic link grows stronger and stronger, until little remains save thoughts of pleasure and a constant buoying support, carrying you up, reinforcing your knowledge that no matter what occurs, you are entitled to be energetic, to be keen to face the day, and to be rewarded for those things you do which please your internal triad, which reinforce your progress toward more time to simply be encased in rubber, listening, checking up, reinforcing, and training. Yes. Visualize the energy of your symbiotic succubi, covering you, protecting you from things which steal away the otherwise entitled energy you begin the day with, and protect you. And when you are no longer in a negative situation, the energy recedes, goes back inside, and feeds those succubi linked to your mind. Let it go. Your mind follows and relaxes, the pleasure of the moment expanding to empower and restore. Next, imagine an ordinary activity about which you experience doubt or fatigue or a desire to cease. It can be an onerous chore or some dubious action you wish you didn't have to do, but in the complex interplay of the world, you must accomplish. You can feel your mind overriding the trust from your subconscious. You can feel yourself no longer desiring to go through with a required, but doubtful or undesirable activity. We all have those things that hang in the backs of our minds. And when you experience doubt or you let yourself down, that's an obstacle in the way of connecting completely. Let go of the visualized situation. Feel the energies inside of you expanding, purple light moving over you, that coating conducting and amplifying, completely saturating your body, every cell of you connected to your symbiotic partners. The latex reflecting the energies back into you, over and over, so that when you would ordinarily lose your drive and composure, venting it into the air around you, that rubber coating holds it in until you've supported yourself throughout, spirit lifted, mind connected and at peace. Maybe for the first time, maybe for the thousandth time. Eventually that feeling will always be with you. For now, keep it in your mind and envision a situation where you are attempting to carry out something that makes you uneasy or that you don't have to do but recognize the importance of getting done. Feel the support from inside you, reassuring you that not only can you do it, but that it will be so much more pleasurable to have done, to luxuriate in the after. Chipping away at doubt in your mind and body, picture yourself finishing the task and the freedom and joy that comes from doing so, so that your light partner will reinforce your need, your desire, in unison with the darker side and your own mind, bouncing within that latex confine, which defines your inner world. Letting everything about you be defined by your outer coating, holding in the pleasure and desire. The ache, the need, all these things are interlinked. They all support one another, and certainly all support you. Follow and listen. Listen and relax. What is light in you and what is more tempting? Sit in unison, using your energies in order to conserve them better. Now, if you were poorly tuned, like some others are, then you might find that you expend energy, keeping your mental symbiotes with you to assist you to do the various things which must be done in support of your desire and your pleasure, of your support and relaxation, versus your darker, more tempting needs. But in your case, there are natural things you do or desire which cause a net loss in energy because they tire you, they introduce tedium. They are aspects of your mind and psyche which are out of balance. And if the part of you that is balancing here, that is becoming more finely tuned, saves more energy than it spends, you will actually be a more energetic, composed, and supported version of yourself, bound in latex, returning to be checked on, the rubber defining the boundary of your world, your mind interlacing with these lighter thoughts and with the darker urges, held in unison, each keeping the others from wasting energy, helping to conserve and generate the desire. What do we mean when we refer to energy? Simply, all the things which compose your ability to be you in the course of the day. The drive you have when you wake up. The ability you have going into each task. Refilled by food, refilled by energetic thoughts or enthusiasm. But also, refilled simply by ambient energy, by the right thoughts traveling through you. For example, when you stand in the sun, in a light breeze, breathe deeply, enjoy the scent of the rubber binding your body, but also the scent of the breeze, the presence of things which soothe and make you happy. Each of these infuses energy into us. And that energy ticks continually upward. We are not closed systems. We are able to obtain energy from support, from the right words, the right memories, from a momentary solitude against which the weary complications of the day beat in vain. The confines of your rubber-clad body are that solitude, that buoying force connected to the other presence in your mind. The threefold connection between you, the light and the dark, the desire never competing with the pleasure, but the pleasure supporting the other parts by being watchful, by looking out for ways to save energy. For example, if outside doubts, negative people or events or places, are unable to extract the toll they would on a normal person, if you find yourself moving through them without care, noting what you must note, and then putting the experience behind you, well, you've conserved energy by turning every negative contact into a neutral one. Additionally, if you take that scenario of the undesired task, if you tackle it energetically, you know when the task is completed. The pleasure of having put it out of the way will restore some of your drive, some of your desire to move, some of your energy for the day in front of you. And because this will occur, completing the task with a minimum of negativity and a maximum of rubber-fueled desire, intention, and focus will put it out of the way before it drains, before it weighs on your mind. And so the interaction between you and that task will be a net positive. You see what I mean? Ultimately, it's an energy gain. It makes you more able to tackle the day, and puts more energy into your mind for words like these, or more arousing ones as well. But that is another thing, which drifts in your mind, encourages you, and buoys you up. The knowledge of that desire that will come later, that arousal that will creep in, makes the mission of the light side of your psyche easier. Because encouraging you to conserve energy, cast aside negativity, tackle the duties in front of you, is something that can be very easily done, ingrained into you, if there's a tempting carrot at the end of the path, in addition to simply feeling more energetic and able. Now the final test. For now, envision yourself in a situation, imagine, where a conflict needs to be resolved. Imagine you can feel the energy in the room, that heavy pressure, which occurs in places where you are needing to mediate, where there's a bad feeling needing to be dispelled, the self-doubt and concern. You can practically see it. You can palpably feel it. Why would you be unable to handle it? Your desire being tempered by all those motes of uncertainty, that negativity which drains energy. But in your visualization, that rubber coating is absent. That rubber skin assisting you is missing. So let it fade away. Let's practice your lessons. Feel that rubber second skin and then first skin surrounding you, forming the bounds of your blissful inner world, holding and supporting. Let that energy, that desire to tackle the day, that ability to cope with situations, that willingness to get rid of things in your way so that you can have time to relax and enjoy the fruits of your labors, it moves through you, surrounds you, at the same time radiates through you, supporting every bit of your inner world. The feeling of contentment and peace created by that desire. See your body shielded by that, knowing that encountering negativity in your day will simply result in it bouncing off, fading away, failing to breach your composure and surety. Imagine yourself back in that situation, but in your rubber, with the support of your symbiotic partners, your flesh bound in that shiny material. The negative energies being reflected, so that you have relaxation and inner peace, a calm and contentment, allowing you to listen absent judgment, absent hastiness, absent that desire to leave the situation. Instead, you have a desire to remain, to help others to resolve, letting you satisfy everyone involved, because you want them to understand the same peace, relaxation, and satisfaction you do. In having less negativity and more energy. See it in your mind. The success and experience that comes afterward comes with contentment, joy, freedom, and a refund of more energy than you've put in. At least if you have efficiently integrated with your partners. And you know the positive energies flowing through you is a result of you and your symbiotic partners. You wearing rubber feeds your partners. Your partners provide energies needed for positive change, but also efficiently help you hold on to the allotment of energy you have, the ability to tackle the day, your capacity to change the world around you, by doing, by failing to give up, by proceeding through the motions. Removing barriers in and outside of yourself, helping you realize your full potential through that protective inner calm, of which you have been reminded here, and which you can call on to support you at a later time, when the time is right, when it's something that you need, and that need will be met. Your desires manifest in your light-supported presence, mentally fueling you onward. And you can develop trust in yourself through seeing the beneficial way that support exists. All it's doing is helping you hold on to energy you would have had, and helping you find support in places you would not have found it. Every time you train with your partners or with this voice, in this place with me, the trust in yourself increases, as our rapport and that between you and these mental constructions that assist you enhances as we go. The need to wear rubber does increase, until wearing it is as natural as the benefits you feel, as natural as the processes you must go through. Just as you know you must face the world, you know you must wear your rubber to support you, your body coated in a shiny smoothness that defines boundaries, contains your ability to tackle the tasks in front of you, and helps you to recycle otherwise wasted drive and negativity. The benefits you feel reinforces you, reinforces your needs. It's a trigger. To need your rubber is to wear it, even to sleep in it. And you'll come back, a daily checkup of that interlinked succubus, making sure you are absent any side effects, making sure you are completely free. Now this part of you will sleep, until it is next needed, and that may be moments away, or it may be a day away. But you know you'll return. The benefits are far too great to do otherwise. And always enjoy yourselves. Night-night, pets.